broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for August the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is Hour 2 of 2. It is a special, unique broadcast. Lance Migliaccio, George Ballantine, both hosts of TheBigMig.com, always joining us on the Liberty Roundtable Live twice a month, breaking down incredible, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Michael Curry with us as well. Michael Cowrie talks about, well, in May of 2022, Michael published the Erickson Report, a matter of national security, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is nobody's refuting any of it. The chronic anthem of machines aren't connected to the internet is a manipulation of the truth. No, they're not connected to the internet, but they are connected to OneNet, FirstNet, whatever you want to call it. Engineers are really discovering that these devices are connected. To anybody who doubts you, just say, how come they have modems in them if they're not meant to connect to something? Well, they can be connected, but they're not. Uh-huh. Can you prove that? See, do I need to prove they're not connected when there's modems in the machines? Do I need to prove they're connected when there's modems in the machines? Or do you need to prove when there's modems in the machines that they're not connected? What is FirstNet? A national cellular private network created by Ericsson and other partners. It was first started by Congress. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Maybe it was good intentions at the start. Don't know. Doubt it, but don't know. But the fact is, just days after Barack Obama left office, his administration's Department of Homeland Security used the specter of Russian interference into our elections as an excuse to declare election systems to be part of the, quote, critical infrastructure, which means routed through FirstNet. What does that mean? Well, it means exactly what Donald Trump said it means. Listen up. Liz?
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS, okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
Can you say it more straight out, Lance?
I mean, you can't be more blunt than that. I don't know what happened to Lance, but I love Trump. You know, tell it like it is. Tell the people what they want to hear, what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. Remember when Obama drew that red line in the sand? Didn't equate to anything because they went over that supposedly red line. You know, Obama's the founder of ISIS. He couldn't do nothing. Trump got in. And how long did it take him to get rid of him? Using the military.
I'm back. I don't know what happened there, but that's exactly right. You know, and we have to look at this from the big picture optics, right? It's a proven fact that the federal government has interfered in foreign elections, you know, and everybody knows that to be true. And this whole connection of ISIS and AT&T and Ericsson, it's clear, you know, the federal government's used AT&T in the past for spying operations. That's not a secret. There was all kinds of evidence that was presented about that, how they had this cozy, incestuous relationship with the federal government. You know, they were using AT&T for both international and domestic spying operations. Does it surprise you, Sam, that they're literally doing it again to the American people? I mean, they've weaponized it, right? Don't you see this as just a normal extension of what they were already doing? Like, hey, no problem, we're doing it to foreign governments.
What surprises me is Trump calls it out so clearly, so boldly, so directly, but then he's in office for 4 years and didn't seem to do anything real about it. To me, what if you or I said that? I think we'd be in jail right now. Michael, what do you say to all this? I mean, Trump calling the truth as it is, but at the same time, you kind of wonder, nothing seems to be changing as a result, or nothing happened to Donald for saying that, or, you know, Hillary and Barack are the ones that literally funded the dishonest Russian dossier. And if we're going to say, like Jordan said, well, hey, that dossier means we can't talk about the other, that I think we're just getting back. They're controlling the narrative. Donald says they are, but yet we have no real opposition as this goes forward. That is very telling, Michael.
Yeah, so I think the craziest piece of this is that if you needed, so we're in such a devolved state as a nation. The mainstream media doesn't tell the truth. They've lied about everything under the sun. You need to fix much more than just these elections. I know that might sound like I'm stretching it out, but if we have a solid minute, I would love to play a clip from 2016 August so you guys can hear it right from Trump's mouth. In August 2016, every last bit of everything you just mentioned about Erickson and about the funding of ISIS and all those things, and creation of ISIS, it's all coming out, whether they want it to
go.
Or not.
We're ready all for right, the clip, sir.
You ready? All right, here goes.
Full of pay for play. In 2009, a company called Erickson came under U.S. pressure for selling telecom equipment to several oppressive governments, including Sudan, Syria, and Iran. Some of these regimes use those technologies to monitor and control their own people. In June 2011, Hillary Clinton's State Department began adding goods and services to a list that might be covered under expanded sanctions on Iran and other state sponsors of terrorism. During that time, Erickson sponsored a speech by Bill Clinton, paying him $750,000, his highest paying speech. In April 2012, the Obama administration issued an executive order imposing sanctions on telecom sales to Iran and Syria, but those sanctions did not cover Erickson's work in Iran. A Trump administration will end the government corruption.
Michael, I need you to email that to me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. Send me that clip. I'd like to save that along with the other collection of clips that I gather. This,
yes,
ladies
sir.
And gentlemen, yeah. means Donald Trump absolutely, completely knows. Okay? He's tied Erickson together. Yeah. He tied Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton straight to creating ISIS. Okay, so he knows. We've got sound bites where he literally tells you he knows. The concern that I have is, do they have so much control even the President of the United States could do nothing about it? Michael?
I would say it's a very important and very key detail that this is a civil case, because what do we know about the corporations that enable and empower this country? They are just as corrupt, they are just as devolved, and if not, they are just as complicit as our own federal government, as our own CIA, as our own FBI. And as hard as that's going to be, well, maybe not so much anymore. You saw how the FBI treated Trump and how the obviously the CIA as well, but they do things from behind the curtain. But the beauty of this is where you take full truth and transparency and allow it through civil court. Now, what was Trump before he entered and became president? He was a citizen. He was a civil citizen being spied upon. And so that's a key piece for everyone to internalize and to understand. Now that he was president, it allowed him access to the keys to the kingdom, so to speak. Now that he's no longer president and the election was stolen, he has lost something. As a civil citizen, and as all of us also being civilians and civil citizens of this country, we have all also lost something. And we lost it in 2013, 2012, when Obama gave this critical infrastructure away. The one thing people will jump to say is, well, wait a minute. You know, it wasn't until 2019 that they actually got everything installed. And that's exactly the point. That's why they couldn't steal the election in 2016, because they hadn't had everything in place quite yet. So it's biblical in the way this will all play out. You may not believe me, but again, nothing I am saying is conjecture or hyperbole. It is fact, documented, and again, to be revealed, and Trump will start to reveal it in his Georgia case that's coming up.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't bring these things up to attack Donald Trump. I bring them up because they're questions that anybody who's a thinking person will ask. Well, wait a minute. Hey, if this is the last, you know, since, say, 2011 that this has been happening, so 12 years, hey, Donald was in charge for one-third of that, right? Well, that is right. But the problem becomes, you know, how much can you change how fast as one person? And you say, well, he was surrounded by all kinds of baboons and bad guys. Well, it's all true. The problem is that how much can you change and how much can you clean house as a single person? And for us, it's easy to armchair quarterback and go, well, I could have got her done. Okay, but you know what? It's a little different in reality, George, and that's the point I'm driving at here, is even though Donald might have known, even though he was in a position of power, that doesn't mean he had carte blanche authority. He was stopped at doing everything that he tried to do. This is a gazillion layers deeper, George.
Sam, it definitely is, and hopefully I pray that Trump has some infrastructure in place. So if he does happen and can make it happen, that they'll be able to take control and give back this country to us. I mean, you have to look at military's probably the only way at this point, you know, to get rid of all the bad guys.
Yeah, the problem one thing with about that Trump, is I don't support a military in that role, though, because if you're not very careful and if they have a different agenda, it turns into a tyranny in the making. And that's dangerous, too. All people don't have as good a heart as George does, is the point. Lance, what do you say to this?
You know, look, round one with Trump, you know, I hear what you're saying, although I think that he was focused on round two, maybe too early. You know, he was confident after that win over Hillary in 2016. And I just think, you know, we know now that infrastructure does exist that can change election results electronically in real time without a noticeable delay. You know, could it happen? Allegedly, FirstNet's involved in it, Ericsson and all the rest of them.
Liberty Roundtable Live as we connect the dots on your radio.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. George Ballantyne, Lance Migliaccio, Sam Bushman, and our special two-hour guest, Michael Cowrie, with us. I got one question for Michael to kick off this segment of the show. Michael, what have they not weaponized against us yet? Anything?
Oh, man. Well, the same company that owns Ericsson, actually, if you can believe it, owns AstraZeneca and the NASDAQ, plus other forms and facets of the NASDAQ. So if you can imagine, this is a pretty big storm of epic proportions that's about to hit.
Lance?
When I say hit these corporations, not so much us. We the people have carried the burden of it.
For me,
it's payback.
without accountability, I think everything is vulnerable to corruption, right? I mean, I want to quote Joe Biden when he said, "We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics." I think if they can corrupt it, they will corrupt it, because ultimate power corrupts. And without oversight, Sam, we're going to be stuck here over and over and over again. And without real accountability and real consequences, they have to pay the price for what they're doing in one way or the other.
Amen. I would add this point, too, though. If you remember, what did Trump create and launch, and what was it? What was the real reason he did that? Space Force. Well, if you need to get outside the jurisdiction of maritime and law, right? So you got your maritime, and you got your land and air, land, sea, and air. So admiralty and maritime. The way you do that is you go outside the jurisdiction into space, and that's exactly what Trump did with Space Force.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because if you've seen recently an interview with Dr. Jan Hopper-Hayes, who's contracts with the DOD. She brought up Space Force. She brought up a lot of interesting topics and gave people hope and left some unanswered questions. Well, Sam, I'm making this announcement here on Liberty Roundtable and your show. No one's heard it yet. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Jan Hopper-Hayes on Monday, the 28th at 7 p.m. on the Big MIG. You find it on Rumble. She's coming on our show. We're going to try to get answers and more in depth of her recent revelations about what she was saying about, you know, Space Force and Trump's cases. So let's see. I mean, it's going to be a big interview. Stay tuned for that.
You should ask her about Erickson.
We will.
Great idea. Give us some questions you want answered. We're definitely going to do that. I mean, her allegation is that Trump is actually playing 5D chess while everybody else is playing one-dimensional chess, and that the court cases and the indictments were all part of his master plan to bring in the evidence and subpoena individuals and facts in all those cases to really disclose the truth to the American people. So we'll see the relevance of everything that she's already said in those interviews, and we're going to hopefully go in depth to more detail. You know, Sam, we played those clips on your show. I mean, you and I were both like, wow.
It is true that more and more evidence is coming out. Lizzie, I've got a couple of clips from Joe Biden I want to play. The first one, vote fraud in history. Is worth playing as well. Go ahead and cue that up, Lizzie. Tell me when it's ready. But look, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, you know, we want to believe it's the Democrats. And it is. But you know what? It is the Republicans as well. And how Donald gets carved out of that at this point, I'm not so sure. Is Donald really our friend? I pray so. And believe it or not, I have well-placed people that I know who have spent time with Donald, and they're convinced he's for real. That he really will get to the bottom of this, that he is playing, you know, five-star chess. He does understand it takes time. I hope that's true, but I don't know. But here's Joe Biden on the history of elections.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
What? Are you kidding me right now?
That sums it up.
I think that was one of the most honest things Joe Biden's ever said, Sam.
81 million votes, my butt.
You don't even know how to think about that kind of statement. Now here, he also says no one will steal an election ever again. Grab that one, Lizzie. No one will ever steal an election again. Here's Joe Biden one more time.
We'll protect voting rights. We'll pass election reform and make sure no one ever has an opportunity to steal an election again.
Yeah, except the Democrats.
I thought it wasn't stolen. How do you steal it again if it's not stolen, Lance?
Yeah,
that's a good
point. Except the Democrats. And I, you know, Sam and I agree with you. You know, my position is uniparty, uniparty, uniparty. I think both parties have been involved in election corruption over the years. Who started it? Who's become the best at it? Well, right now it appears that Democrats are the expert in the field. So, you know.
All right, there you have it. In the debate tonight, Vivek Ramaswamy just emailed me and a gazillion other people. He said, this is not a top-down campaign. This is a bottom-up campaign. And so I'm just thinking, if that's really true, I'm kind of, you know, the bottom of the barrel when it comes to hosts. So why don't you call the bottom of the barrel talk show host and come on the radio there, Vivek. If you want to get a hold of me, buddy, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. Then we'll go ahead and set you up, put you on the radio, and we can do a bottom-up campaign. And we can ask you the very details we've been covering for the last hour and a half, and we can talk about what you will do to fix it. Michael, what do you say to that? If we're going to do debate questions, that's my question. What are you going to do to fix FirstNet from destroying our elections, Vivek? What do you say, Michael?
I think that's epic. I mean, what's wild is that we're actually going to push for a public campaign after this debate, but we've already reached out to Vivek and his team, and he knows about Ericsson, and he's received and supposedly read through the report. His response, I would have to pull it up, but it was something along the lines of, no corporation in this country should be allowed to fund terrorism and continue to operate after doing what this company has done. So,
and again, I think he's right, but what is going to be done about it? Whether it's Donald, whether it's Vivek, whether it's, you know, what is going to be done to change the game? People have got to go to prison, Michael.
Absolutely. What we're calling for is to have everyone take this report to their local jurisdictions, their county, their police, their sheriff, their fire. And here's the thing. As a private corporation, these sheriffs, these police, and I actually haven't shared this with Lance or George yet, but here's the thing. Here's the spin, guys. Once this starts to get revealed, and since they've already admitted to criminal guilt in the Southern District of New York, as well as civil guilt and paid a $1 billion fine, this is no longer up for dispute. Now, when you take the report to your local police sheriff, otherwise, all of the FirstNet connection, and honestly, all your communities, what that does is you also pull their charter. In their charter, it will definitely not say that they're allowed to do business with state sponsors of terrorism and companies that kill American soldiers. Now, why is that important? Because now you're putting them on the record. You submit, now this is going to sound a little bit much, but in all honesty, until you force a corporation's hand, they will continue to do and act as they have always acted in the interest and the best interest of their stakeholders and shareholders, which is not you. It is not we the people. It is not this country. So you would get the report. You'd submit it as evidence. Step two is to get a receipt for the evidence. Step three is to write an affidavit describing what you did, who you turned it into, why you did it, and how. Record yourself swearing by, notarize it, then you take it to the county recorder, have it recorded as a package. You get that certified. You keep the original for yourself. And then after 90 days, they are forced and compelled to take action. Once we hit all counties, now the military can get involved, because
you can also file a Freedom of Information Act request after you submit it too, to see what they did with it internally, ladies and gentlemen.
And now we got a plan.
You can do that. Go ahead.
No, it's the first time I publicly revealed the plan for how we take jurisdiction by jurisdiction before Election Day. But it's going to require individuals to get educated. Understand? I mean, you don't have to actually be educated on the report to turn it in. But it becomes evidence, it becomes admissible, and it means that these corporations, private and otherwise, from the very, very root of our communities, which you saw in Maui, when you saw the police saying to each other, oh, we got the call from above, we got the call from above. Above where? You know, so I'm under the impression that a lot of these institutions, I've called CISA, I've called the FBI, I've launched investigations through all of them, I have the filing numbers and all of that very pertinent information. But listen, if we can't take our country back through proper measures, right? And we have to still make our community safe, because this company, Ericsson, controls way more than I could even honestly go into detail on this radio show. But I would just say it involves child pornography and a lot of very, very, very touchy subjects. But this is not just freeing the world from being spied upon. It is freeing the world from child and human trafficking.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Got a hard break. What have they not weaponized against us yet is my question as we continue in seconds. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Some GOP voters in Wisconsin expressing their disappointment in former President Trump's decision to skip tonight's debate. Most of a group of voters speaking with Fox News ahead of the debate said that not taking part is definitely a missed opportunity for Trump. Those voters said they will look for one of the candidates participating in the debate to emerge as someone who can challenge Trump for the Republican nomination. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta tomorrow to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
Bail bondsman Scott Hall and Trump-allied lawyer John Eastman surrendered on Tuesday, 3 days ahead of Friday's noon deadline. Former President Trump's expected surrender Thursday is separate from any arraignments and is expected to be televised. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a talk this week on the U.S. economic outlook. Powell will deliver that speech Friday morning from the annual Central Bankers meeting. The Fed chair expected to give his latest views on whether more policy tightening will be needed to bring down inflation during a time of strong economic growth. About one in every five women are mistreated while receiving maternity care, and close to a third face discrimination. That's according to a new CDC report. Those experiences are even more common for Black, Hispanic, or multiracial mothers. About 30% of them faced mistreatment, and 40% said they were discriminated against. Much of the central U.S. dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome. Forecasters say high temperatures today could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Major cities like Dallas, Oklahoma City, Louisville, and Nashville under extreme heat alerts. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Welcome back to the Liberty Roundtable with your host, Sam Bushman, myself, George Ballantyne as guest host, and Lance Migliaccio as another guest host, and our guest speaker, Michael Corey. So I'm going to bring up a quick topic about our boy Vivek Ramaswamy. This puts a nail in the coffin for me. He accepted a $90,000 Soros scholarship in 2011, and he was earning, Ramaswamy was earning over $2 million a year. So there's no need for him to take a $90,000 scholarship, but just taking it from Soros, we got to do a lot more digging because there's got to be something more connection to Soros because he was actually trying to play that down, and it just these revelations came out yesterday. The other thing, Lance, I want to talk about the DNS. You know, anything that has Rodney Jaffe's name on it is corrupt, and Michael Sussman. Now, he was tech executive one, you know, and in Sussman's trial, and he also tried to retain Sussman as a lawyer. So people don't know about the Ultra DNS, just to make it simplified. The DNS name system is the phone book of the internet. So like all your domain registry businesses, Northstar has access to, and who knows what kind of backdoor software they have to get into anything you're developing. I mean, Mike, anything's possible, right? When it comes to backdoor software, I know you're very knowledgeable with those type of activities in that sense.
Absolutely, I mean, it's from its inception, from its creation, out the box, right? Like that's where I think people fail. You know, it's what the average person shouldn't have to think, and you shouldn't have to worry about, because your government, your country should be providing that safety net for you. But imagine, if you will. the second you're talking, everyone knows this. When you're talking about something, you talk about a Red Wings jersey, or you talk about a football or a product with your friend in real time, and then suddenly you pop on your phone or jump onto Amazon within milliseconds, they're advertising to you what you were just talking about. Now, you mean to tell me that they can listen to you and commercialize your data that quickly, but they can't figure out how to fix elections? They can't figure out how to stop child trafficking and human trafficking? I mean, you know, so a lot will come out. But to answer your question, absolutely, George, they can backdoor into every one of these things. Not only that, but all the companies and corporations involved donated to Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, as well as McCain and the McCain Institute, which, again, I'm connected directly to the Clinton Foundation whistleblower tax case, which a lot of people don't even realize. And it's still going on in tax court. And it's been going for 4+ years now. So another thing that never gets covered, but is still unfolding in real time.
I want to help people understand this DNS stuff a little bit more. Okay, DNS, folks, look, name servers, dynamic name servers, whatever you want to say. Look, those are the servers that control connectivity on the Internet. What happens is everything in computers is done by number. However, humans need to deal with names. So this big, huge DNS or database system basically puts names to numbers or numbers to names. So when you ask for something, you go to libertyroundtable.com. The first thing that happens is it goes and says, what's the number for Liberty Roundtable? Got it. Then it uses that number. Now, I don't want to get into IP4 and IP6 and get all complicated on it. I'm just telling you that you ask for the name and it says, hey, I'm going to help you, humanoid, and I'm going to give you the number. And then that number is used to connect everything. And this DNS capability we're talking about here relates directly to that. If you get on the Internet but the DNS servers aren't there, then nothing, unless you know the number for everything, will work. Let's use that basic kitchen table understanding, Michael, to explain what we're talking about here.
Yeah, of course. And those two pieces, it's like a phone book again for the Internet. So you connect those two pieces again. What are the odds that the day before the 2020 election, both companies that were involved and owned the same companies that we're talking about, the same entities we're talking about, DNS and Neustar and Ericsson and Portability and phones, what are the odds that the same companies are involved in 9/11 and that the same companies were owned in 2011 by one company that ties back to the Federal Reserve and Eric Warburg and Warburg Pincus, the same company in 2011 owned. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to hear it, and you're going to say, no way. They owned CrowdStrike, Neustar, and Telcordia, which goes on to become Ericsson. Ericsson slides into AT&T's database and data center in New Jersey. That's the whole kit and caboodle, and the majority of the Hillary Clinton, you know, information. The dossier was paid for by the current SEC chairman, Gary Gensler. I mean, this whole thing, it's a cabal of evil people, but fortunately, rather, what connects them is DNS and number routing and portability, and it all leads back to Ericsson and Neustar. So,
Mike, it's going to be. I have a question for you, yeah. Michael, about this. Mm-hmm. So, since all these revelations came out about Neustar, like GoDaddy bought Neustar's domain registry business in August 2020, then TransUnion purchased Neustar's main business for $3.1 billion. Seems like since all that stuff's coming up, they're trying to break it up and like pull away from it. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that this is what connects every last human being listening to this right now. If you don't think this affects you civilly, TransUnion, the third largest credit bureau, purchased Neustar Security Services literally days before the Sussman indictment comes out, 3 days before. So stop
let me
and
add
ask
to this.
You've
heard of how they steal cars and they take them to a chop shop and they car part them out. It's very hard to trace or to deal with the different pieces. They're doing the same things with these companies, because then what happens is you say, oh, this is owned by whatever company A, and they go, no, it's not. Well, the fact check is that it got spun off and sold. But see, nobody digs into that in soundbite media-controlled world. All I say is, no, it's not, and I'm the credible news babe. Then, you know what, you've been shut down, and you don't know what you're talking about, and I told the truth, and even though I lied and covered it up and played games, this allows them to do that without scrutiny. Because unless guys like Michael, shine the light on it. Most people can't connect those dots. It gets shut down, right? And so you look at that. It's the same with people, places, things, money. Okay, all this really goes back to they will be able to deal with money. And now remember, a DNS server is a public server. But there are sub-DNS servers out there that are private and control routing. So all I got to do is say publicly, go to this place. Then privately, I can control the connectivity and the routing to anything I want anywhere, and it's without scrutiny, Michael.
Amen, amen. And the best part about this whole thing, wouldn't you know it, after TransUnion purchases Neustar, wouldn't you know, guess what happens on the day before the 2022 midterms? 200 million. Consumer credit report files. If you know what is inside of a credit report, it is everything under the sun. Your literal, all the data you would need to steal an election. 200 million consumer credit report files were breached the day before the 2022 midterms. And do you want to know how many people talked about it or would even listen to me when I brought this information forward? Zero.
Crickets. Zero. So, ladies and gentlemen, think about this. The FBI gets hacked. The Justice Department gets hacked. Microsoft gets hacked. Microsoft just got hacked. Okay, and all these companies get hacked, but elections are absolutely without a doubt secure. They're not connected to the internet, but they got modems and they're all connected, people. And if you don't believe that, if the FBI can get hacked and the Pentagon can get hacked, but elections can't get hacked, I want to know what you're smoking, because man, you got to get off that stuff. Look, this is true, folks. It's beyond debate that these things can happen. The only real question left for the American people, Lance, is what the heck are we going to do about it? You know what? It's one thing to know the fox is in charge of the hen house and that hens are getting killed left and right. But at some point, how do you stop the slaughter?
You know, Sam, that's the $10 million question, right? I mean, how do we get them to stop? It seems like we're seeing the exposure. We're seeing the evidence. It's really hard for them to refute, although they continue to produce reports and they continue to run their bot operations on social media and their Mockingbird-style mainstream media brainwashing programs to let people think, oh, no, it didn't happen. There is no election fraud. The problem is, let's face it, Sam, they're getting away with it. And the more they get away with it, the more bold they become. There's no limitations. There's no consequences. You know, if you want to stop a criminal from doing things, there has to be consequences. We're seeing it across the country that they've reduced, you know, offense levels and all these criminals. Where we see an increase in crime, it's kind of like that $950 felony limit out in California. I mean, that place is out of control right now with people raiding stores and stealing up to that amount without any kind of consequences.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Goods just announced they're melting down and they lost 25% of their revenue.
Insane.
They blame it all on theft.
Insane and unnecessary, but that's the problem, right? It's like we need a fourth branch of government, the accountability branch, that actually runs independently of government so they can get – these people need consequences. They need to be held to the same standards we are. The rule of law should apply to everyone. Am I right?
Amen to that, but let's skip the break. I got a soundbite, though, because look, as we try to go peacefully for the truth and accountability, they want to ratchet it up. They use this classical trick, which is whatever they're doing, they blame on you. It's classic projection, okay? But Joe Biden wants to say you and I are guilty of political violence. But here's Joe's violent answer to everything. Ready?
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America, keeping America's independent and safe. If you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun.
Wait a minute. If I want the country to be safe and prosperous and stable and secure, how am I fighting against the country? See, this is nuanced words to say, you know what? You guys get a handle on the truth and create accountability, and we're just simply going to take you to war. That's virtually what he said. And I say, you know what? That's a disgrace. I don't accept that escalation of violence. I want to de-escalate. I want to create accountability. Really, the question becomes, George, will they let us peacefully restore the republic?
God, I hope so, Sam, because, you know, our end goal is everything to be done peacefully. But how much more can people take or willing to take? Who knows? But, you know,
they said that Trump didn't want to bring out these revelations because he wanted to avoid a civil war in this country. And that's why he had to let the people see. That was brought up by Dr. Jen Hopper Hayes, too.
So, I mean, the only answer I think that's real and has merit. You know what? You can get knowledge to where you go, hey, wait a minute. You know what? If I do this, it's going to be worse than if I don't. I got to, you know, plot and you know, manage this thing in a peaceful way. How do I let more information come out? How do I let accountability occur? How do I not blow this thing up? That is a viable reality check, Michael, that we must heed.
Amen. And I think what would be really awesome is to more regularly do this, where we start to explain. Because again, what I just laid out with the subpoenas, if you, let's just say Donald Trump came back into power right now, companies like Ericsson and private entities would still be able to steal our elections because they backdoor through the sheriff's office. This is truly not just about elections. And I think if we can update the subpoenas and the progress we are making in all counties around the country, we can watch and we can literally be a part of not only taking back our country, but restoring our republic. And I know it sounds far-fetched and I know it sounds hard to believe, but there is no way we've all gone through all of this and that God would allow us to not have justice restored. And again, you know, that includes military taking care of the things and the criminals and all the people that were involved. Look, if I can put it together and I'm just an average Joe civilian, then that means everybody else can comprehend, understand, and get involved. And that's what has to happen if we're going to take our country back. We have to get involved and we have to fight civilly and lawfully. Fighting with the pen, fighting with knowledge is our power and knowledge is our weapon. And I don't mean to say weapon as if it's a, you know, but in this is truly a spiritual war and it's truly a information war. And in that kind of war, you know, remaining civil and remaining lawful is key, because that is something that we have done as patriots and as candid civilians of this country. We've done that the entire time. The other side has cheated. The other side has done wrong. They've done the undue diligence to give our country and its critical infrastructure away. That's Obama and that's Joe Biden committing treason. They've killed our American veterans and soldiers. There is no more reason to stand up than right now in this moment. And in the next year, coming up to 2024, we can take back our country, but we have to make progress. And it has to start in your communities, and you have to shore up your local communities and shore up that technology that all those firefighters and all those policemen and all those great servicemen and women are using when they go to rescue people day in and day out. We cannot have a corporation like Ericsson that's willing to kill and maim and harm American soldiers plus, and we cannot allow them to control our local communities. You don't want to end
right,
up being
Michael,
like
Michael, you brought up something that I've got to pick up sure. on here. You said, hey, you know what? Ericsson has a backdoor to the sheriff's office. This is a critical sir. Point people need to understand. And the reason you're saying this is, remember, this is critical infrastructure connectivity that we're talking about, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It is. I mean, they can shut down the entire country if they want to right now. And so you got to get that system out of your local community. Because this is the part that Dr. Jan Halper made that was so important. She mentioned that the United States is a corporation. And, I mean, it's hard to hear that, because I think a lot of people kind of get lost on them that, yes, of course it's a corporation, because how else would you have all these federal governments and agencies and taxpayer dollars? Of course it's got to be incorporated, acting in front of. And that right there is the key to all of this. If it's a corporation from the top, that means it also is with your local jurisdiction, your local county, your local city, your local municipalities. They're all corporations. And so from the bottom to the top, from the top down, the only way you fix this country and restore order is to get this infection out. And Ericsson is the infection, Neustar is the DNS, and this is one fell swoop to really fix our country and heal the world. And I think we should all take a step and really start to take aim at doing so.
And because it's core infrastructure, ladies and gentlemen, it's emergency services, it's fire, it's police, it's, you know, everything you can think of, all filtered through FirstNet. All right. It's a national cellular network dedicated to public safety. It might have started out on the right idea. Don't know. I doubt it, but give them some. However, the scope was soon expanded to include all critical infrastructure. Those words are scary, Lance. All critical infrastructure. And he's right. It ties it to your mayor. It ties it to your sheriff. It ties it to everything, everywhere. And you know what? They control the whole thing globally, Lance.
I mean, look, you know, that's the danger, right? They have got their hooks into literally everything that controls us. It's all about control. It's in itself, the way that they have structured this, they've been doing it for years, Sam. They've been working on this process. They've been working on this integration. They've been working on controlling the internet for literally decades. And that's the problem. America needs to wake up and realize that we can't allow this to happen. And the country needs to unify, not separate by political belief or racial segregation or from religion. We need to unify because it's us against this corrupt cabal government in D.C. I don't know how else to say it any more clearly. You can see this over and over again. It's a pattern. They deny, 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 and then the proof just keeps coming out. And what do? They try to suppress it. And here we are in a situation exactly what the founders and framers did not want for us. Am I right?
Amen to that. Let's do some reminder from terms here. FirstNet is the cellular network they created. Ericsson is one of the main players, one of the main companies. AT&T is kind of the backbone. Ericsson is kind of the connectivity partner. But the DNS is controlled by who now? Michael?
Neustar.
You got to remember these names, folks, because you may not understand all the technical stuff, but if you have the names, you have the ability to connect the dots and the ability to virtually tell the story. All right? We're talking about Ultra DNS via Neustar, aren't we? It's Ultra DNS connectivity. It goes beyond the standard DNS that you and I use every day on our internet. It goes into private networks, and it actually connects the dots and makes connectivity and routing to circumvent the internet, to give a private platform and a communications network for all communications to those who would lord over us, Michael.
Amen. And here's the thing. Here's the cherry on top of the Take Back Our Country Sunday. Ultra DNS, the new FedNow that was revealed, it runs on Ultra DNS servers and their DNS. So it runs on Neustar's. Neustar was they sold it off to Verkara, but once again, they're just trying to move. You know, once you criminality is criminality. You committed the crime. It's not about where you're trying to move. You know, the movement or sale thereof is also a criminal measure. So I would just say, and I would caution everyone that the more we can come together, whether that's Republican or Democrat, the more we can reveal and stand up for our soldiers who fought for us, and the more that we can come together as a country, the faster we can solve this problem and the faster we can recover from it. I know, again, makes it seem almost too difficult to believe that there is a way out of this, but I promise you there is. And Donald Trump is also involved working on it. I would also say several others within high positions of power are doing a lot and more. But again, until we all take a stand and say enough's enough, the pain will keep coming because it's a very painful truth. But very, 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 very fortunate. Again, what did they use to have us all devolve during COVID? Emergency mandates. Emergency orders, emergency, emergency, emergency. And now you see how they were able to backdoor and steal our elections for as long as they have. It starts with the elections machines getting installed, which happened through the Florida Bush v. Gore ballot issue fiasco. That's when the machines really...
Yeah, Chad, back in the day, tale tells it all, but it's getting worse. And they got the central nerve system for this whole thing called FirstNet, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, these devices are connected. Ask if anybody doubts you, why do they have modems in them then? Nobody will debate that. They'll say, oh yeah, there's modems in there. Okay, what for? Oh, it's only for maintenance. Okay. But here's the thing you got to know now too. They're building pieces of this. They don't have it all complete. They're far down the road, They got a lot together, but they don't have it all done. And they're building pieces that you can see before your very eyes right now. Thus, the term FedNow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the FedNow is a new term that just got cranked up. And the new FedNow service will help, quote, enable financial institutions to deliver end-to-end financial services faster. Oh, to their clients and customers. Okay, they're literally tying this directly to money. And until they do, they don't have it all. Money, in my opinion, is the cornerstone to this whole deal. And I'm telling you, once the money's tied into this, the gloves are off, Michael.
Amen. Amen. And so it's so great because this allows, again, imagine if one company is sponsoring and funding it, which they've already admitted to, Ericsson, and Ericsson is connected to everything, the mainstream media, the FCC broadcasting, you name it, critical infrastructure, our country as it operates and runs as a federal government. All of these things now are sponsoring, funding, and bribing terrorism. Now, the terrorism is the same two companies are involved in stealing the election. Well, what did Trump put in place? Executive orders to seize the assets of all those companies involved. Who owns Ericsson? BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. What do all those companies have in common? They're direct ties to China and Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. What does that have in complement to all of the entire corruption pie? Well, the answer to that is Huawei. Huawei and Ericsson have had a patent sharing agreement since 2002. So this is your total corruption, top to bottom, how we take our country back. But again, if we don't get educated and we don't understand, again, I've been putting this report out since May of 2022, and here we are about a year and 3 to 4 months later. And, you know, I'm still struggling to get the word out. So,
well, hopefully Liberty Roundtable has been able to put it on the kitchen table like nobody else, ladies and gentlemen. We want it to make it simple. I can get into the technical details of it if people want to, but I feel like it's just all it's going to do is lose everyone. Understand they've created a private cell network via Ericsson. Understand they've used government emergency to literally shove everything through that control communication system. Elections, emergency services, everything. And now they're tying money to it as well. And eventually there will be no escaping their, quote, global communications infrastructure, where they hold all the cards via the DNS services. In other words, the names, the numbers, controlling databases of the world, all the way down to the machine at your sheriff's office. This is serious, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how we're going to get this fixed, though. I mean, it's such a massive problem, Sam. I don't know what the solution is. Every time I dig, yeah,
G O D.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think the military is the only way at this point. I mean, I'd love to see the constitutional sheriff step in and start dropping the hammer on all this information. We go down these rabbit holes, all of us as investigative journalists. We find these incredible amounts of corruption and deceit and evil, really, at the heart of it. And then we put it out there, and like Michael has done, we give reports to Congress, we give reports to all these agencies. And what do? They squash it, they sit on it, they don't operate. Our government at this point, I don't think they can be trusted on any end, Sam. I mean, your thought, I just don't trust them at all.
We can trust them to spend us into oblivion, I'll tell you that. Other than that, your point's well taken. Ladies and gentlemen, we're flat out of time. I wish we had more. I will say the only answer is God, G-O-D, God Almighty. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we the people don't have the authority, don't have the grace to solve this. But I know he loves his children. And I know George Washington had a vision, which is angels help us. And we have a free country and freedom for a group of people prepared to meet Christ when he returns. Never lose sight of that, please, folks, because that is the key. It will be rough times, there's no doubt about it. But we do await our Savior, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, for our guest, Michael Carey, Lance Migliaccio, George Valentin, and myself, Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.